There's still a lot of parental confusion over vaping, even now. At least that's the takeaway from a forum this week in Bloomington Normal. WGLT correspondent Brianna Groh has more.
U.S. health officials are investigating hundreds of cases of severe lung disease that may be linked to vaping, inciting calls for tighter restrictions to stop e-cigarette companies from marketing to teens. Meanwhile, parents are just trying to separate fact from fiction for themselves and their children. Gordon Bender is a prevention specialist at Project Oz, a nonprofit with programs to help kids stay in school, learn job skills, and lead drug-free lives. As lawsuits and legislation on e-cigarettes play out across the nation, parents are on the front lines helping teens make healthy choices. Bender says the biggest challenge for parents now is just knowing what they're up against.
Just the general lack of knowledge on what is available, what's out there, what they look like, how easy they are to conceal. And with the rise of the disposable e-cigarettes, that they don't need to be recharged, they're just one-time use and then disposed of. I think just the lack of knowledge that parents have on what's available and what teens are actually using.
Bender helped lead a presentation and discussion at Bloomington High School to help parents fill in those knowledge gaps. He says the e-cigarette market is particularly tough to keep track of.
These are just like tech. It's always changing. There's so many new things. So to be able to be on top of these emerging products and to have an understanding what they look like, what they do, how they're used, I think is important for parents to try and stay on top of.
Amanda Pierce-Garamani is the mother of a BHS freshman and works as a paraprofessional at Bloomington Junior High School. She says the presentation helped her feel better prepared for future discussions with both her son and her students about vaping, especially after seeing the range of devices on the market.
It's pretty frightening, actually. I had no idea that the technology was as advanced as it is. They're making these little vaping things look like highlighters and pens, and I was shocked to hear that there is a hoodie that actually has strings that come out from the hoodie part, so the strings are disguised as vaping tools. So it's very cloak and dagger. And working at the school, you know, we need to be aware of that too, watching out for kids that may be bringing in things that that we don't even recognize as being something that they're using to vape.
Christine Lane says she's had several conversations with her son, a BHS senior, about vaping, and she's still learning about the dangers e-cigarettes may pose.
Before this presentation, I was thinking that it was more steam and vapor, and to find out that there are a lot more things that can go wrong, that it is much more dangerous than what I had previously thought.
Bender says it's a common misconception. Actually, the smoke that e-cigarettes emit is an aerosol with particulates of nicotine and other chemicals. Many parents and teens also think these products don't contain nicotine. And Bender says while some brands may make such claims,
there's just no way of knowing what's in some of those because there haven't been FDA tests on most of these e-juices or e-liquids.
While Project Oz provides in-school support for teens at Bloomington Normal's five largest high schools, the organization is in the beginning stages of gauging interest in programs for parents. In the meantime, Bender points to one accessible resource, the internet.
Google's a good one. YouTube has a ton of videos by medical professionals and experts. So it's just keeping up with that, just like anything, just to research.
That and making space for discussion with their teens.
Just be willing to have the conversation. Nicotine is a difficult drug to stop using. And having that conversation, having the willingness to let your teen talk to you about what their thoughts, what their feelings are on these topics, and then be able to work through them that way, I think is important to have that open line of communication, because there's really not a whole lot of treatment options for people, especially teens that are addicted to nicotine and these e-cigarettes and these e-juices.
Bender also points to web and text messaging programs designed to help smokers quit cigarettes and e-cigarettes, such as This Is Quitting and Become an X. I'm Brianna Groh.
This is 89.1 and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's only locally owned and operated broadcast media outlet.